Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you think that verse sounds out of place here, you're correct. Usually I quote Hosea 4:6 at the end of our radio programs. As we anticipate the soon arrival of Christmas, I think it's very appropriate to talk about why that verse is so important to us at Wisconsin Family Council and to families in Wisconsin. Hosea 4 is God's indictment of Israel for wandering away from the knowledge of Him. He describes the state of Israel's society as deceitful, murderous, violent, languishing, and unfaithful. In other words, the Israelites were living as those who have no knowledge of God, no knowledge of the truth. That same indictment could describe our own society today. What our society needs and needs desperately is the truth. Laws and public policy are important because bad policy perpetuates and promotes oppression and pathologies. Unless the truth informs and undergirds those policies and laws, however, they will destroy and damage society. Our society is experiencing a crisis of the ignorance of truth and ignorance of God. You don't have to look too far to see the terrible consequences of that ignorance. So many of the things our world cries for and vainly tries to fulfill are found in the person of Christ. Peace, love, true justice, fulfillment, meaning, and lasting joy, to name just a few. Hear this prophecy of Christ's birth from the prophet Isaiah in chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Was there ever a more wonderful pronouncement of a coming government? Many people in our state and nation are looking forward to 2024 and the opportunity for a new government, at least at the federal level. They're excited thinking about a pro-life, pro-family, pro-liberty leader and what that will mean for our state and our country. But that excitement pales in comparison to the glory of the incarnation of the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, over 2,000 years ago. Christ's birth in the rural town of Bethlehem during a time of siege and oppression in the land of Judea was the beginning of a brand new government, one whose representatives don't fight with the sword, but with the truth. Our circumstances today are not terribly different in substance from that of the Roman Empire at the time of Christ's birth. Corruption overtakes government, and irresponsibility and recklessness threaten the economy. Promiscuity and a cult of self seriously threaten the family unit and the welfare of children. A conflicting mix of godlessness and all sorts of spirituality undermine the true knowledge of God. And then Christ came into the world, and his followers, armed with his grace and truth, turned the Roman Empire on its head. When the Word became flesh and dwelt among men, they beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That same grace and truth which guided the lives of the first Christians still guides and informs our lives today. The knowledge of that grace and truth is the key to saving the families, communities, state, and nation we love. What better time to acquire and teach that knowledge than at this Christmas season, when we celebrate the incarnation of the truth, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Celebrating the birth of Christ is a good beginning, but let's be sure our worship and celebration this Christmas spur us on to a growing knowledge of God and of truth that will compel us to a radical life, one that will turn our own society on its head with the life-giving, freedom-giving truth of the knowledge of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President of the Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 1-888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, please visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.